To grow your business, you have to market your business. That takes a plan, a strategy, and a team that knows how to implement it. That's what we do for our clients every day. Don't just throw money at different media and hope it works. Talk to us and let us show you what we can do for you. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I know Sean's got a time constraint coming up, so we won't drag on like we do with Meathead, which burns up half the volume of the internet when we do that. So
turns into three shows. It's all good. Love some Meathead.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. I guess I'm going to reform this question, Sean, really quickly. And normally we talk about a particular dish or a protein or something, but I would say, what was your success to failure ratio when you were creating new business opportunities for yourself and for the restaurant or people that actually, you know, listen to your shows or listen to when you're a keynote or whatever?
Our motto is to fail fast and to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And the more that we've leaned into trying things that other people are unwilling to do, the more success that we found, because we're willing to come back every single day and try a little bit more. I'm lucky to be a dad. I have a 5-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter, and I teach them what Batman teaches me, which is, why do we fall? We fall so we can learn how to get back up.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I teach them. And the more that we fall, the more that we fall in business. That's why we started as a breakfast brand, became a sports bar, became an entertainment and event company. And then now we're a barbecue media company. I mean, a lot has changed in 15 years, and it certainly wasn't for doing the same thing over and over again.
I've got a very terse, not response to that, but a limerick, but I'm not going to use it on the air today, but it has to do with repetition and getting the same results. Okay, here's one of our abstract questions. If you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be? They can be alive or gone. And what would the menu be, Sean?
I could cook for or dine with a historical figure. Probably would be P.T. Barnum.
You're the first person that's ever said that.
That's not surprising. I always, I tend to take the path least traveled. P.T. Barnum would be the person that I would dine with. I would cook him barbecue. I would cook him what we cook at Cali Barbecue. It would be a tailgater, which is our slow smoke brisket, our tri-tip, our chicken, our rib tips, St. Louis pork ribs, wedding beans, mac and cheese, jalapeno cheddar cornbread, the full spread for P.T. Barnum. And I would talk to him about the art of promotion.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an interesting conversation.
I would love to have done that. It would either be P.T. Barnum or Kobe Bryant.
Oh, that's there you go. Good one.
There you go. If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, providing you have such a person, who would it be?
They have to be alive.
Nope.
It would be Mike Mills. Yeah, I have such incredible respect for Mike Mills and Amy Mills and 17th Street Barbecue.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, in 2012, National Barbecue Association had a trade show out here in San Diego, and Mike came to Cali Barbecue, and that was really when we started first really becoming a barbecue brand. And his humility, his ability to answer questions, to be curious, to ask me questions, like he was just, it left an impression on me for the rest of my life.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely. So if Leanne declared you supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you as supreme ruler decree?
I would decree that no matter where you are on earth, you would have to find a buddy in a different country and share recipes.
There you go. There you go. Here's for a couple of fun ones, Sean. If we put your skills to music, what would the music be?
Eminem. Till I collapse.
Okay. If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
I would be a wolf. My last name, Walchev, means wolf in Bulgarian. And my wife is Bulgarian. My son and daughter are now more Bulgarian than I am. And we are the Walchev wolf pack. So definitely a wolf.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
Good for you. What's the absolute hardest thing? We kind of touched on this in the regular show, but what's the hardest thing about owning your own business?
The hardest thing is the number one thing, and that's to stay in business.
Yeah.
That's the most important rule to business, which is the hardest thing for business, is to stay in business today.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very tough today. I mean, you live in California. I used to live in California.
I like hard things.
Yeah. I was going to say, man,
since challenges.
Since I lived there a long time ago, it's changed a lot. I'll just put it that way. So it doesn't seem to be receptive or conducive at times to entrepreneurial stuff.
I'm a person that never looks at external factors. I always look internal. So focus on the things that I can control. Mm-hmm. So if I can control me being a better dad, me being a better husband, me being a better leader, then hopefully I can build a better business no matter where on earth that business is.
There you go. Sweatshirts or formal wear? I see you got a sweatshirt on there.
That's not even, I'm a guy that wears hoodies and hats all the time. So,
okay.
I feel like we need to take that question out since we're usually on the barbecue thing. Yeah. How many barbecue people wear formal wear? I don't know.
Maybe
they don't deserve to be on the show. So
I don't know.
Maybe
I think
we should take that out.
I think Myron does when he likes to walk up and get a trophy. But other than that, I'm not sure about anything. Dire Straits, AC/DC, Billy Ray Cyrus, or Captain and Tennille?
Give me the list again.
Dire Straits, AC/DC, Billy Ray Cyrus, or Captain and Tennille?
AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. That's like most people that have their act together will say AC/DC. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. My daughter, one of her favorite songs is Thunderstruck. She's a huge, we're huge Charger fans. And
there you go.
One of the first stadium songs that she really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Sean, what's one thing you miss about your 20s?
I don't miss anything about my 20s. I'm a person that tries not to live in the past and not to live in the future. Mm-hmm. Try to just be happy and grateful that you guys have me on the show right now.
I love that.
What's your best day of activities away from business? Does that contain?
It's being with the wolf pack, being with my wife, my son, my daughter. Every year for a month, we go to the village in Bulgaria where my wife is from. So my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and we get to spend time taking it slow. You know, whether it's in the garden or going out into the mountains or to the Black Sea. It's a different change of pace, different perspective.
I bet you that is a big change of pace. From Southern California.
Makes you very grateful for all the things that we have. And it also, you know, makes me realize that the internet is everywhere. You know, the problems that we talk about in San Diego as business owners, they're the same challenges that a restaurant owner has in Bulgaria. So
sure. Mm-hmm. So people can get to know you a little better. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Mm-hmm. Maybe Gladiator.
That's a good choice. Mm-hmm. That's a very good choice.
Win the crowd, win your freedom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not?
No, that's very, very true. Here's one of my favorites. What would your last meal be on death row?
Last meal on death row. It would probably be bratwurst from a German restaurant that I used to go to all the time with my grandfather. My grandfather raised me. I never met my father. So I would have bratwurst, and then I would also have most likely yakisoba noodles. My grandmother was Japanese, so comfort Japanese food and German food, and then I'd probably throw in some Bulgarian too, some Bulgarian burgers.
God, it's a feast.
Wait, I have a question. What makes a Bulgarian burger different than an American burger?
50% ground pork, 50%. Actually, it's more like 70-30. So 70% ground pork, 30% ground beef.
Wow.
Chopped onions, yeah.
I made that because I didn't have enough pork or beef. So that was actually...
Well, you liked it. It's absolutely incredible, yeah.
Wow, that is cool. I would have thought they maybe would have mixed some lamb in that too.
They do lamb, absolutely. Yeah. Not a big beef country, but a big pork country for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sean, last question. What do you want to do when and if you ever retire?
I'm like my grandfather. I actually just had a conversation with a close friend this morning. I do a sunrise gratitude walk, but we were talking about retirement. And for me, retirement is just, the concept doesn't make any sense because that means my brain turns off. So I will always be, you know, my grandfather taught me, stay curious, get involved, ask for help. As long as every single day I'm curious and I'm applying the knowledge that I learn and I'm seeking out other people that can help me with whatever I'm trying to do, I don't think that I'll ever really retire.
I know that some people have accused me of turning my brain off from time to time, but that just happens. It comes with the microphone, I think. Sean Walshef, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's been a long time coming.
How can we find him?
Yes.
You can find me on any social media platform at Sean P. Walshef, SHAWNPWALCHEF. That's on Instagram. That's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, any of the platforms. And or you can follow our restaurant, Cali BBQ, at Cali BBQ, or our podcasts at Cali BBQ Media.
That's awesome. A bunch.
It's a lot. A lot of platforms. A lot of content. A lot of storytelling.
You almost have as much as Leanne.
Media. No, yeah. That's why he's media. Yeah,
he's good. Sean, thank you again, my friend. And
yeah, thank you. You're very busy.
I think I speak for Leanne. We really enjoyed having you on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, truly.
I wish I could explain in words how honored I am to be on the show. This is a legendary show, Leanne. The work that you've done, and Jeff, it's really cool. I'm honored. I'm honored on the West Coast to be on this show. So thank you.
Not a problem.
Very welcome.
We're going to get out of here. Sean's got something else he's got to go jump in front of a camera and a microphone for, and that's very cool. And Leanne and I will be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.